Grape Nuts Flakes present Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes, the happy breakfast cereal. But, gang, someone who isn't very happy these days is our little gremlin, Nosedive. Nosedive, I thought you snapped out of it.
Mr. Riggs, I didn't get a letter from Ella Fisanella.
I know, but it takes time. Chances are she's still on the moonbeam.
I'm desperate, Mr. Riggs. You know what I'm going to do?
No, what?
I'm gonna jump off a hollyhock.
Oh, gosh, don't do that, Nosedive. You'll get hurt. And you wouldn't be playing fair with me or the gang.
How's that, Mr. Riggs?
Well, the other day I told them you'd snap out of it. I told them those Grape Nuts Flakes with their bodybuilding goodness would bring you around like the sun. And now you talk of jumping off a hollyhock.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Riggs. But if I only got a letter, a telegram, just something.
Well, for all you know, there may be a letter in the afternoon mail. Why don't you go home after the show and see?
Oh, that's a good idea, Mr. Riggs. Yep, that it is.
And if you see any hollyhocks around, just walk the other way. But, gang, I'm not really worried about the gremlin. If he does see a hollyhock, he'll probably climb up it just to see how strong he's getting with Grape Nuts Flakes. Because Grape Nuts Flakes are chock full of whole grain nourishment, including vitamin B1, the energy vitamin. Yes, sir, those Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. And now to our story. On the last lap of their dangerous trek through Germany in search of Major McCall, Hop and Tank, wearing the uniforms of the Luftwaffe Oberleutnant and a Gestapo captain, are nearing the town of Salzmar, where they believe the Major is a prisoner in the dreaded concentration camp. However, unknown to the boys, time has grown dangerously short. Major McCall has been given an ultimatum by the Nazi commandant of the concentration camp. Either divulge vital secrets of Allied Air Forces operations by nightfall, or be executed as a spy. As we continue now, Hop and Tank are still 10 miles from Salzmar, riding in the rear seat of a Nazi squad car. The driver, a German army corporal, turns from the wheel momentarily, and with a worried expression on his face, questions Hop, who is masquerading as a Nazi flying officer.
Please, Herr Oberleutnant, you are sure that I will not get into any trouble for this? You will explain to Lieutenant Kortner that I only obeyed your orders.
Of course, Dummkopf. I'll see to it that there is no harm done. Now keep your eyes on the road. Pay attention to what you are doing. Herr Captain and I wish to reach Salzmar alive.
Yeah. I'm sorry, mein Herr.
How is your face, my dear Captain? Does it give you much pain?
Yeah.
That is too bad. Just keep the bandages in place. Very soon you will receive medical attention.
Nuts to the bandage.
Take it with you. Put that bandage back again. Cover your mouth.
It's gagging me. I can't breathe, Hop. Besides, that dope of a Heine can't see me.
No, but he may hear you. That's why we put the bandage on in the first place, so you wouldn't have to talk.
Heck, I'm not talking over a whisper. Anyway, what are we fooling around like this for? Why don't we conk the crowd over the head and dump?
Nah, not yet. Don't forget, we're not sure where Salzmar is. We don't want to go wandering around the country in these uniforms. If we're caught, you know what it means.
We ain't gonna get caught.
Why look for trouble, Tank? Why not just relax and meet it when it comes?
Because I like to beat trouble to the draw. Saves wear and tear on my nerves later.
Hide your face. Driver's turning around.
Did you say something to me, Herr Oberleutnant?
Nein. Pay attention to your driving.
Ja, mein Herr. And please, you will not forget to speak to...
Don't leave by him. How many times must I tell you? There will be no trouble.
Danke, mein Herr. Danke.
All right. Ah, tell me. Where is the exact location of the concentration camp at Salzmar?
You do not know, Herr Oberleutnant?
So, my Azel, would I be asking if I knew? Captain and myself are new to this district. Answer my question.
Ja, mein Herr. The concentration camp is 3 miles from the center of the town.
On this road?
Ja. but through the town on the other side.
I see. And is it very big?
Yeah, mein Herr. The camp itself holds more than 2,000 prisoners.
Are there any Americans there?
Yeah, quite a few. But they are in a separate section. Most of the prisoners are from the occupied territory. Poles and Czechs. Also many Hollanders and Frenchmen.
And the camp is well guarded, I presume.
It is the strongest concentration camp in all of Germany. There has not been one successful escape, although many have tried.
So?
Yeah. The two fences, both electrified and more than 15 feet high, are enough to keep even a mouse safely inside. And besides that, there is a water-filled moat, 10 feet wide between the fences, running all around the camp. And, of course, many guard towers with searchlights and machine guns. No one will ever escape from South Marmion here, believe me.
Let us hope not. You'll leave a hammer. Look out, Corporal, that truck!
Kirk, why don't you look where you're going?
I'm sorry, my
hat.
Some typhus. The captain. He speaks. And in English.
Oh, my God. Get him, Frank. He's pulling a gun. Shit. Grab him around the neck. Don't let him shoot.
I got him.
Holy cow, the car's skidding. Yank him out of the seat. I'll get the handbrake.
Go ahead.
I've got it now. That did it.
Phew, just in time. We almost started to climb that tree.
How's the corporal?
How cold?
Good. But that still doesn't excuse your opening your mouth like an idiot.
I'm sorry, Hop. I forgot.
That's your standard excuse. I forgot. You can't forget, Tank. What do I have to do to make you keep your mouth shut?
It won't happen again. I promise, Hop.
Okay. Get to work now. Truss him up while I drive. Use his belt and tie. When you're through, let me know and we'll find some place to dump him.
Check. I'll have him looking like a pretzel in no time flat.
He told us where the concentration camp is before you pulled your boner. Keep on this road, through the town, and out another 2 or 3 miles.
What about the rest of the stuff he spilled?
What stuff?
About the camp electric fences, machine gun towers. Nobody ever getting out. Sounds like a tough nut we're aiming to crack.
Maybe not as tough as it sounds. All we've got to do is find the loophole.
Is that all? Huh? A cinch?
All right, cut it. Kidding. You finished tying up that bird yet?
Bird is right. There, all finished. He looks like a turkey ready to go into the oven, don't he?
Where can we dump him?
Well, how about up ahead there, in that clump of bushes just off the road?
That's as good a place as any. Okay. I don't see any other cars on the road. Go ahead, carry him out.
Right. Come on, sleeping beauty, out you go. Back in a minute, huh?
Hurry it up.
Okay. You see him now, huh?
Yes, cover up his foot.
Right. How's that?
Fine. Come on back now.
Coming.
Close the rear door and climb in alongside of me.
Okay. All set. Let her roll.
Now, let's start figuring, Tank. How are we going to get in and out of that concentration camp? Any ideas?
Not me. I'll take care of the strong arm stuff. You got charge of the idea department.
Well, let's start from the beginning. We're both in German uniforms. So there's a very good chance of bluffing our way into the camp.
Yeah, but what happens after we get inside? We work the same routine of me bandaging up my mouth?
No, that's out. There must be some kind of a dispensary or a hospital inside the camp that insist on your getting treatment.
Well, suppose we went in without the bandages.
And what would you say when they started asking questions? Yeah?
Oh, you could talk for me like always.
No, I'm only an Oberleutnant. You're a captain. You'd be the one to do the talking.
I can't talk German.
Exactly.
Oh, what does it add up to? I can't wear this uniform without talking, but if I wear the uniform and do talk, it's worse.
That's about the size of it.
Oh, great. I'm a big help.
It's too late to stew about it now.
Hey, wait a minute. Supposing you wore this uniform.
Sure, it'd fit me quick. Like a tent.
Well, nuts, I don't know.
What you think? We're coming into Zaltzmar.
Oh, yeah.
On your toes. I don't think we'll be stopped, but you can't tell. If we are, get that bandage around your mouth fast.
Okay.
Fortunately, the town's not very big. Aren't many people in the streets.
Hey, this must be the center of town we're coming up to now.
The square, with a fountain in the middle of it. You find them in almost every European town.
That tiny corporal said the camp was only 2 or 3 more miles from here, didn't he?
That's right.
Gosh, and we still ain't thought of a way to get in. If it wasn't for me being so dumb and not being able to... Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I think I got it, Hop.
Got what?
An idea. Supposing you hauled me into the concentration camp as your prisoner.
My prisoner?
tank. You're crazy.
No, I'm not. It's the best idea I've had in my whole life. Then we wouldn't have to worry about me talking out of turn or nothing. Heck, I could shut my yap off all I wanted to.
Tank, you realize what you'd be letting yourself in for.
Sure, but what the heck? You'll get me out okay. I'm not worried.
Thanks, fella, but it's going to be tough enough locating Major McCall and getting him out, let alone you too.
Yeah, but if we don't get in the joint, we won't get nobody out. If you can think of any better idea, let's have it.
Frankly, I can't.
Well, the camp is less than a mile from here, so you better make up your mind fast. Either we crack that joint with me as your prisoner, or we don't get in at all.
As the Nazi squad car draws closer and closer to the dreaded Zaltzmar concentration camp, Hop is torn with indecision. They must get inside the camp to find Major McCall. But to use Tank's scheme would endanger two lives and double the risk. What can he do?
Say, gang, what kind of breakfast do you have every morning? Is it the kind that makes you pull the blankets over your head and hide? Or is it the kind that makes you pop out of bed and run down to the breakfast table like Paul Revere and his horse? Well, if it's the here I come kind of breakfast, chances are Mom's wise to Grape Nuts Flake, the happy breakfast cereal that's as delicious as a spot of sunshine. And if you hide at breakfast time, chances are you need those come-get-me Grape Nuts Flakes. You'll never want to sleep late in the morning again. Grape Nuts Flakes, with a malty, rich, sweet-as-a-nut flavor that makes every spoonful fun. A crisp, toasty brown crunchiness that's really different. Try them tomorrow morning at breakfast. Ask Mom about them. Could be she doesn't know just how delicious those Grape Nuts Flakes are and how nourishing. Grape Nuts Flakes are full of whole grain nourishment and bodybuilding goodness. Just what you need to help keep you in the pink. Tell Mom you want to be as strong and husky as Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Tell her Grape Nuts Flakes will give you zip and zam. Help start you off in the morning feeling full of real punch. Yes, ask Mom to get you delicious, nutritious Grape Nuts Flakes. Those Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes.
Tomorrow, Hop makes his decision and decides upon a desperate plan of action. What will it be? Can he and Tank possibly penetrate the Nazi barriers around the concentration camp? And once inside, will they be able to find the Major before the order to execute him is given? For thrills and excitement, don't miss tomorrow's episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes.
CX4 to control tower. CX4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station. Don't forget, Grape Nuts Flakes. They've got what it takes.
The next time you buy something and your storekeeper asks you to take it home unwrapped, do it if you possibly can. It's every American's job to help beat the paper shortage. Today, there's a greater demand for paper than ever before, and this demand is coupled with a drastic shortage of the manpower needed to cut timber for the mills. This is serious business, because paper is a vital war material. It takes 25 tons of blueprint paper to build a battleship. Submachine guns are paper wrapped and boxed in paper boards. Now, a portion of the paper shortage is made up by salvaging waste paper, but thousands of tons of new paper can be saved by cutting down on needless wrapping and packaging of things we buy. Do your part to help relieve the paper shortage. Accept unwrapped goods whenever possible. Use and reuse your shopping containers. Then save every bit of waste paper for your local scrap collection. All paper is urgently needed now. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.